Attention Metro Detroiters, family reunion season is approaching. Contact Personic Images, that's PERSONIC Images, on Instagram for your custom family tees. Take advantage of their summer special and get 25 shirts for $8 each, 50 shirts for $7 each, 75 shirts for $6.50, 100 shirts for $6, or 200 shirts for $5.50. That's Personic Images, Metro Detroit's one-stop shop for custom silk and embroidery.
Homegirl hiring.
This is a conversation that has to be had.
Why are you an agent for fucking
Girl Harmony
/ black women specifically?
What is doing to our fucking kids? And we act like
what was we talking about?
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Poe.
And I'm Nige.
And it's aggressive because this is the third take.
This is the third take.
Of the fucking
of the fucking intro.
Amber.
Yeah.
Amber's here.
Amber's in the building.
Hey, y'all.
And Dakari.
Get my baby.
Yes. Nige. Homegirl Harmonies.
Chance is testing the fuck out of me right now.
So, listen, we got special guests. Amber, Kari, two dogs, and an attitude.
Yep.
Yeah. And a pink thing.
Yeah.
Chances the dog's pink thing
pink
came
things out.
Lord have mercy. It's too much going on.
I was about to say, and he about to get cracked in his shit, but I don't want...
Is it back in yet?
You know, the white listeners.
But I'll be watching when that pink thing come out. Not, I don't know why.
It's just sitting there.
Oh, my God. Because it just, like, bloop, for no reason.
Like, anytime he gets excited about anything, his pink thing come out. You could be pouring him a bowl of food, pink thing come out. Like, the fuck? Why are you horny over pink, like, food?
And why does it need to be revealed like that? Like,
yes.
It's so dramatic. Like,
really
bitch.
Fucking weird. Always, right. When I was little, I thought that when you got your dog fixed, it stopped the pink thing from coming
no,
out.
No, bitch.
But it's just the balls they take.
It's just gonna still seep out.
Which is just kind of fucked up. Can
That's
you imagine somebody
up.
Dropped you off at a doctor and you came back and couldn't have no kids?
Listen. Or, like, your mood was just changed. Like, that's why I haven't fixed
like
Trinity.
You used to be playing all the time, and now all you do is take naps and
I feel like that's going to kill her spirit, because she's a freak. Like, a whole freak lesbian.
Yeah, people tell me, like, Chance will calm down if you get them fixed, but I just can't. That's the same reason why neither of them have clipped ears.
What kind of calm is that?
I can't do it. Like, it's not nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. I don't even like when Rottweiler, like, put that tail back on that dog. Why you take
why
that
can't
dog
have a tail?
Tail? Right. How you supposed to even name when the Rottweiler get happy? It look like a little fist just going back and forth.
Because it's
I hate
strong
it.
Bottom
yeah.
part.
The little end part of the tail. Just be, get that baby back her damn tail.
No.
Y'all horrible.
Yes. Homegirl harmonies and puppy harmonies.
Puppy harmonies.
And pink thing harmonies.
Pink thing
Black
harmonies.
Black highlights.
Highlights.
Listen, all I got is music.
Me too. All my highlights is songs. And they're not necessarily, like, new songs, but just songs that I want y'all to know that this is the mood I was in this week.
Listen, me too, because this... Okay, so my first one is LMA, Down, off of hers. The EP before this last shit with Boot Up. That's my shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got to play a little piece for the people. Wait, let me skip. I just love her fucking face. Oh,
face.
So the project is called Change.
It's a good bottom lip that you can chew on. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the whole mouth. She got a big ass mouth. Mm-hmm. It's just like, give it here.
Just fit in there and live there.
Mm-hmm. Sit right on that lip and live. And what else I got? Janelle Monae, Make Me Feel, because it's just real princy, bitch. You know how I feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
So fucking real. Go off, Dirty Computer.
What is that one called?
Make Me Feel. Okay. And that's on her latest double Dirty Computer. And I finally listened to the Emotion Picture. Janelle Monae is just too much amazing for me. I can't. So, Afropunk in August, she'll be there and we'll be ready. What you got?
Oop. Okay. So, I've been in a ratchet state of mind all week. So, my first song, is by Cuban Doll and Sukihana.
Who?
Cuban Doll. Yeah, and Sukihana. The song is called Drug Dealer that my good friend Amber over here already knows because clearly we're the same person. Okay, here we go. Should I skip a little bit?
Give them the ratchet part.
All of it. Okay, so that's my first song. Then next up, we have a song called Fuck That Nigga. And no, I am not going through anything, guys. I just want y'all to know.
They just ratchet.
Song called Fuck That Nigga by City Girls.
Oh, this is the Kaya sample?
Okay.
First of all, everybody's capitalizing off kind of shit. This bitch, stop being a greasy bump.
Exactly.
Hell no.
So,
do this. I need some weed.
City Girls go off, though. I fuck with
yes, they do.
I have to get into them.
And then I have this song. It's a pretty old song, but a lot of people don't know that this song is a song without Childish Gambino. They just remember it from Childish Gambino's album. But her name is Kari Foe, and the song is called No Small Talk.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
This is my shit.
Hey, hey.
Three cell phones and I still don't ever call them. Why would I call them? Bitch, you know I'm ballin'. Hey. Spend that money, make it bounce back like Spalding.
We okay.
Got a new nigga and he say he from New Orleans. If we ain't talking money, nigga, why the fuck you talkin'?
All my bitches boss. Yes, so that's from an Insecure soundtrack, yes. Though.
I think that is a ringtone. Can I bring that back?
Music listen.
As ringtone?
Listen.
Like... Yeah, I've been trying to figure it out.
And that was an intro we used for, I think, Audio Titties. Episode something. Whatever episode that is.
And then last but not least, this is not a Ratchet Girl song, but this song is old, too. But I just recently listened to this dude's whole album, Gordon Banks.
Because he did, we was watching him on BET Jam.
Yeah, I didn't know that he looked like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything wrong with
him. No,
he
looks fine, but we thought he was like fucking not, Miguel or something.
Yeah, definitely. So, this is a song I listen to, Keep You In Mind, and,
this shit is, goes off.
This is the fucking boppiest of all bops ever.
Every once in a while, it's like, this is too much of a bop.
Yeah, like, yesterday I listened to it 3 times in a row without turning it off. This is looking dumb.
Even that beat, like,
I just want to start hustling immediately.
Yes. Come on, let's go to Detroit.
Exactly. But this whole album is, like, such R&B,
like a black maxi skirt and some weight.
It's so fucking good. This is such a good fucking album.
Yes. Gordon Banks.
Hey. Don't run.
Hey.
I got so much for you. I know you feel the love that's in the air. Turn it off before I get to going, bitch.
Okay.
So, yes. And that album is called Unpopular, which is a good name for it because I had not heard of it until...
He said, bitch, I've been here.
And then we got my nigga Drake!
Oh, my God.
Dolls
panties on stage!
Yes.
No, ma'am.
I'm not going to play y'all all my favorite songs from the album. I'm going to just tell y'all. Nonstop. In my feelings.
Yeah, I like Nonstop.
In My Feelings is my favorite song on there. I didn't think I'd like anything more... Then nice for what? But bitch,
mm-hmm.
Every time that ghetto girl voice come on in the middle of In My Feelings, I'm like, bitch, which I got a new nigga and that nigga trap. I'm like, oh.
I need to listen to the whole thing. I'm still, like, I told y'all, I be tired of Drake. But
I show him about that network. Fuck that next station, chill.
City Girls. City Girls, the ghetto girls.
Okay. Yep. Well, I need to find them songs.
I need to get into them.
But that's them.
Yeah.
I need to get into them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good for them. I also like Finesse because it makes me do the hip roll.
Mm-hmm.
I will be bringing that back this summer. Ratchet, Happy Birthday, but I'm waiting for February to listen to that one. Yeah, and then all the shit that we already knew.
Listen, and I told you about that birthday song. I don't like it unless it's my birthday. Yeah. But I don't want to hear it on the birthday. Because it's just slow and stupid. But I know when it's y'all birthday, y'all videos gonna be lit.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah.
getting ready videos. Thriller videos.
Oh, you bitch, you know I do me a Thriller every year for my birthday.
Fucking Musical.ly
For every
shit.
Holiday, actually. I go as hard on the Thriller.
But I don't like that song. But I told you, like, I'm like a Drake fan hater ever since he came out. It's like, I don't like you, but I like you.
Yeah.
Ever since the beginning. But, yeah, so is that what we got for Black Highlights?
Yep.
That's all we got. All right, let's take a break.
This episode of Homegirl Harmonies is brought to you by our sponsors over at Personic Images. Attention, Detroit area podcasters and content creators. Our homie Carlton over at Personic Images has a summer special available for your custom merchandise needs. He really takes the time to understand your brand vision and make it a reality. Follow Personic Images, that's PERSONIC, Images on Instagram or email personicimages248@gmail.com. Again, for all local Detroit area podcasters and content creators.
All right. Energy dump. What you got?
Okay. No, that was supposed to be, that's my unpack.
Wait. My new segment. White noise highlights. Rachel Dolezal got arrested for welfare fraud.
She's gonna be black so bad. Like, what?
So bad. Because she got charged a couple weeks ago. We talked about it. But they finally, she turned herself in or whatever. Because her dumb ass collecting welfare and said it in a book you wrote. Bitch, what welfare recipient is writing a whole book and getting exactly. it published while on Netflix? Bitch, how white can you be?
No, bitch, they came back for that money. And we want every last stamp,
and when I tell
bitch.
You they want everything plus fees and penalties.
All them lobster tails, mm-hmm. them crab legs, they bitch.
They want everything.
Because all the people who got bridge cards, you selfish motherfuckers that don't like to share, y'all be going and getting all that good-ass fucking food while I'm over here fucking eating oodles and noodles and shit. Share.
I can only eat good on holidays.
I'm about to eat good tomorrow. And now y'all keep telling people, like, we're not supposed to celebrate the 4th. Well, guess what, bitch? That's the only time my family has reunions. And I'll be damned if I miss out on some macaroni and cheese because I ain't ate well since Mother's Day.
Bitch, white noise highlights.
I'm going to wear all black tomorrow. No, I'm not. It's hot as hell.
No, it's too hot. White noise highlights. Trump supporters have decided that they're going to boycott Walmart because Walmart has a shirt that says Impeach 45. So basically, impeach Trump. They said, bitch, we won't stand for it. We're boycotting.
Okay, and where y'all going to go?
Where you going to go with your broke poor ass?
Because my favorite store, Kmart, there's only 3 left in all of the United States.
I just saw them.
No, no.
I'm so
they
sorry.
They closing your
They're
favorite
closing.
Kmart.
Not the Rosenville Kmart.
Bitch,
no.
Where did you, what you think was going to happen?
Right.
I thought that they was going to stay open until I stole all the stuff I needed.
You better hurry up.
So fucking pissed. I love that Kmart. Rosenville would not be the same. No. Y'all know Rosenville is like my hot spot.
Rosenville is about to be fucking empty and bald headed like God Village.
Don't. Say things like that because City Trends is over there. And according to JoJo, that's my favorite store.
It is.
There's City Trends, there's fucking Rainbow, there's Dollar Tree, there's Kmart, bitch, there's Little Caesars if you get hungry while you're in there, which I have.
That's
stopped in Little Caesars and got
there?
Some bread. Yes. The Asian food place.
Oh. Well, the Trump supporters.
There's two different dollar
decided
stores.
Decided they're not going to Walmart. So
Kmart, like, wait a minute, we might not have to go out like
right.
Toys R Us.
Listen. Come on
Hold
here.
On, guys. Wait a minute. Walmart getting fucked up. Kmart feeling like an ex-bitch
Listen.
Right now.
Kmart too fucking expensive for them. Because, again, y'all are poor. Anyway.
Is Walmart cheaper than Kmart?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yes. Kmart Kmart got Adam Levine shit.
Walmart is cheaper than Kmart? Yeah. They scared the shit out of me.
When you purchase things, it's more expensive.
Girl.
It ain't funny.
She said, when you purchase things in the morning. Well, shut your little shady up. Little shady baby. Well.
Bitch, okay.
I didn't know. Because, I don't know. But, I buy a lot of big shit from Kmart. But I think it's because I be getting my points back, so.
No, it's definitely more expensive at Kmart.
Oh.
It's probably better quality because Walmart is shit. Oh. But.
I definitely... Does Walmart do points back? Because my trademark points go off. No,
because this is as low as it's going to get, and we pay our employees shit.
First of all, you don't pay your employees. They just be volunteering, and that's why nobody's ever on registers. Niggas just volunteer to work at Walmart because there's air conditioning there. Think y'all slick.
So, yeah. White noise highlights. That's okay. A new thing that I came up with because y'all be acting stupid.
All right. Energy dump.
What you got?
So, I really don't have much. I got the shit that you wrote down. We already did the Walmart boycott and Rachel. Okay, so we were going to talk about the Nicki Minaj response. But before that, we can just get into the fact that Black China don't have no real friends. I feel like I say this every week on the show.
So, yeah, it came out. Well, allegedly, she has another boyfriend that she's been dating for weeks or months or whatever. He's 19. He's a fucking boxer.
Get off them people's kids.
I wish she would.
You know what? Because
as mothers of sons, I'm sure y'all are
in just 11 short years, my son will be 19. In just 11 short years, how old am I? 28. How old will I be? 39. Bitch, at 39, I will fuck you up. You come to this door trying to pick up my son, and you're getting carried out.
Listen.
Period. I don't know who these little boys' mamas is, but not JoJo, bitch. No. Not JoJo. Listen.
Amber, go to Instagram real quick. Let me see.
I heard was that the other little boy cheated on her.
YBN.
Duh!
What the fuck? Duh! First of all, he had no responsibility or fucking loyalty to stay.
He didn't even have no top teeth.
He's a fucking child.
He has a thumb suck mouth.
He does. Thumb mouth.
He definitely has thumb suck mouth.
Girl. You know, I don't know how to use my
iPhone. You definitely need to stay up from under people's children.
Trying to search them?
I'm trying to go to Google so I can find that Nicki Minaj post. But what now?
This Black China thing is just way out of hand. And I feel like by now, if she had anybody who cared about her, or if she had some fucking real friends, people would tell her, like, you need to sit the fuck down. You need to settle down and stop hopping on people's children because you look dumb as fuck.
Well, she probably ain't got no real friends. I feel like all her friends are probably children, too.
I mean, you have fucking Amber Ball-headed ass who's also dating somebody's son, so...
That bitch is still heartbroken over fucking 21 Savage, I think. So.
But that's...
Did they break up?
I don't know. I ain't seen them together.
I saw her post, like, this long-ass thing, like, this man is the most talented man I've ever met. Bitch, we remember that post about Wiz. You okay, Melania. So you just gonna fucking take Wiz's name out and put 21 Savage in there? Okay, bitch.
Probably have one about Kanye, too.
Girl, who think 21... Raise your hand if you think 21 Savage is the most talented person that anybody's ever met. Okay. Who?
Him, mama. It depends on how many people Kari meets.
Kari's met me, so bitch, she already met somebody more talented.
Listen, 21 Savage. Like, first of all. 21 Savage. He's so cute. Okay, take it. Listen, Black China's been spiraling.
Spiraling.
Check on your fucking side friends.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody thought it was funny. They thought it was funny when she was going through the Rob Kardashian shit. Mm-hmm. And I told y'all, get y'all friend. It's not going to end well for her. Everything she do, they think is so fucking funny. They thought it was funny when she was swinging that stroller at Six Flags.
Yep.
Get y'all friend. This not going to end well for her.
I would do that too for my baby.
Okay, and now she don't got no stroller endorsement. And her fucking child support done got cut down some. Because Rob said, first of all, was my baby in the stroller? He don't know.
Rob, like I said last week and the week before and 5 weeks before that, Rob, get your baby. Tiger, get your baby.
Get your kids.
YBN, J Almighty Mama, get your baby.
Yes, and then young 19-year-old boxer's mama, go get your baby.
Go get your baby.
And while we at it, Lil Wayne, go get your baby too.
Right. Okay, go get your baby.
What they call them? Oh my God, license and registration? Tell me! License and registration? Oh my God.
Like the best one I've heard.
No, I know that's the best one that I've
license
heard.
License and registration.
Yes.
Oh, Lucci and Reginette.
You wasn't even gonna say that baby name right the first time.
Cause what? Never mind. Nicki Minaj. Wait, it went away. Make it come back.
She don't got no password.
I do.
Oh.
JSB. It's all twos. JSB. So.
Whoever watching.
Now you gotta change it. I would like to have a word with Nicki Minaj. So. This is where I start, because, you know, I had things to say about her BET Awards performance, because it was trash.
It was hilarious.
It was trash.
Dakari.
I like Chun-Li.
Yes.
Barbie Tings was boring. Chun-Li was boring, but it was like, at least you're rapping.
What is Barbie Tinks? I thought Chun-Li and Barbie Tinks was the same.
They basically are, theme-wise, in my opinion.
So the song about King Kong.
It's really just a bunch of, I'm Chun-Li. Still better than you, hoes. But it's like, but you have to show and prove. No, we saw you try to lift that little fat ass Leo girl
at the BET Awards. It was like,
So, not a journalist, music critic or whatever, somebody who has a lot of followers on Twitter and does shit with music said,
everybody on Twitter?
Yeah. You know how dope it would be if Nicki put out mature content? No silly shit, just reflecting on past relationships, being a boss, hardships, etc. She's touching 40 soon. A new direction is needed. So, Nicki Minaj DM'd her and said, when your ugly ass was 24, were you pushing 30? I'm 34. I'm touching 40? LOL. And what does that have to do with my music? Eat a dick, you hating asshole. Got the nerve to have a tree flag on your page. You must not have heard the Pink Print or Pills and Potions. Bed of Lies.
Nobody
Save
did.
Me. My recent feature with Alicia Keys, Tasha Cobbs. Just say you jealous I'm rich, famous, intelligent, pretty, and go. But wait, leave my boss. Tired of you sucking them.
Okay.
Well, I'm not done. I dropped my album almost 4 years ago. My
she wrote
bad.
Her twice? You pressed.
Yes. Bitch, you pressed. I dropped my album almost 4 years ago. My bad. I'm 35. Bitch, forgot your age trying
right.
to read.
Exactly.
So, at 31, how about you get like me? Why don't you ask me to help you get rich? Been on top and ain't going nowhere. Ho.
It ain't no. That was that there's marches. No E on the end of that hoe. And also, that was funny, but just because she was being fucking rude. But bitch, calm your tits.
We all ugly ass was 24. Was you pushing 30?
Oh my God. I'm sorry. That shit. It's like
that's funny as fuck.
There's nothing funnier than like when a person like kind of irrationally reacts to something that somebody say to them.
No, it's because you know she was touched. Mm-hmm. A hit dog will holler.
Hell yeah.
Every time.
Girl, touched as fuck.
And she said, have you not heard Pills and Potions?
Did she start? No. Bitch, nobody has.
Bitch, pills and potions. Trash. Pills and potions. We're overdosing. Like.
I don't know that shit.
She was trying to be fake deep. But here's the thing.
Oh, wait. I still love. That's
right,
the one?
Yeah.
Oh. That's the kind that you just turn.
But this is the thing. People been telling Nicki Minaj for years, girl, we see what you're doing. Okay, you wanted to solidify your way at the top. Your place at the top by doing all this pop bullshit, but your albums have been mediocre, and now you got people like Remy Ma grabbed your scalp a little bit. She tugged at the ponytail. She tugged it.
Y'all got.
She tugged it to let you know it was loose. Like, bitch, put some bobby pins.
And then we found out it was really loose when we got that close up on your wig at the BET Awards. I will not let that pass.
And then when Cardi B's album dropped, like, she didn't fucking put that bitch together 2 days before it dropped, and it still managed to be better and more entertaining. And she still shat at the BET Awards, not even being there.
Nicki Minaj has a album out right now?
No, it's coming out in August called Queen.
Oh. Okay.
So she's been giving us this thing. But it's like, bitch, you're not a queen if you're this pressed.
Girl, pressed.
Pressed. And your music could stand to be a little bit more mature. Like, bitch, how many times you gonna tell bitches you shitting on them and you could suck dick and all that other dumb shit?
All these bitches is my son.
And, bitch, no matter what, however you feel about it, because women feel a way about their age, but, bitch, you are close to touching 40.
I mean.
You just simply are. 40 is fucking 5 years away for you. And your content is the same as fucking Cardi B's at this point. Cardi B's 25.
Is she? Cardi looks
Or 24. She's young though. Mm-hmm. So talking about that stupid shit is fun, but girl, your fans have grown up. We're adults. We were your itty bitty piggy fans and we're adults.
I was just about to say.
We're adults.
Now don't think I will not totally shake this ass to itty bitty piggy.
Listen.
But I mean, you think
the 2018 version of her itty bitty piggy? I don't know.
Horrible fucking example. Like, you think Omarion's still singing songs for B2K? He's not singing anything.
No.
So
he's just
let me
thirst
think.
Trapping on.
Oh wait,
the shade
Mari?
Room.
No, not Mari. Oh, I can't really think of like many people who are like young famous, and then
this
we still not that they aren't still like famous, but that we still respect them.
Nicki Minaj don't understand that she had the luxury of being the only one, but now you aren't.
Yeah,
you got these City Girls,
Yeah,
you got Cardi B. Her all the Cuban dolls,
Cardi
Cash
B,
dolls,
Cash
dolls,
doll, Cuban
all
doll,
them,
Dream doll, Asian doll. Fucking Martin Luther
you have
King
to
doll.
Elevate like you have to evolve, you have to mature your
and then,
content
and then there's that one like skinny girl that be talking about doing shit proper. What's that song? Y'all know what I'm talking about? No?
Nope. But I'm pretty sure some people know.
I'm gonna buy them. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Listen, something and when your own fans, Nikki, your own fans are telling you, girl, we tired of this shit. And you just like, bitch, do I look 50? Like, what the fuck?
Going bitch, off? When your old ass is so well.
Just now. Tell me you jealous that I'm rich and famous and pretty and intelligent. And bitch, girl, bye.
She sound like the girl from Mean Girls. I can't help that people don't like me because I'm popular.
Bitch, and then when she got on stage with her old, out of breath ass, they need rappers like me. Do what?
They need rappers like me. So they can get on their kid boards and make me the bad guy. Chun-Li.
40, Chun-Li. That's the fuck you
bitch,
doing.
No. You look like fucking... What's the Scorpion? Get your ass back in more.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Listen, before Cardi B finish your ass.
Right.
Right. Like, bitch.
Drop a baby and be back at it like she never left.
This my... This
somebody
my.
Who started rapping 2 years ago.
This is how Cardi B goes in her next video.
Wait.
Just waiting like she a video game player. Bitch, y'all better not let me start rapping. My whole album cover is just going to be an unlocked character. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be black as fuck just doing this shit.
Listen, the whole album is like the people where you get to choose a character. Yeah, and it's just a bunch of bitches and you just choose one. Who you want to hear? Who you want to hear?
Bring it, bitch.
Nicki Minaj, get your fucking shit together, get girl, because bye.
All right, so next up we have... Drake versus Future, Battle of the Deadbeat Daddies.
Deadbeat Daddy Olympics.
It is the Deadbeat Daddy
Olympics.
It's
the deadest of beats.
The deadiest of beats.
Because niggas.
First of all, it's Future. I don't even know why y'all arguing.
Niggas.
Is that a real thing?
No. Here's what the, problem is. Here's what the problem is. Niggas,
Future is my daddy and he don't come see me.
Remember when I said I was a secret Drake hater?
Yes.
But I actually love Drake.
We know.
Yes.
This is how niggas are, but niggas want Drake to fail. I don't want Drake to fail. I am just a hater from the sideline. I'm still going to bounce my ass, but I'm going to talk my shit while I'm bouncing my ass. Niggas want Drake to fall. Like, they're just tired of him being so successful. Mm. And they like, okay, Pusha T called him a deadbeat, came out with all this tea. And it's like, if y'all thought about it, really, Pusha T was the only one with that tea. I mean, we knew because it came out a while ago that some girl was pregnant. It just, whatever. You handle your business how you handle your business. She didn't really come out and say nothing. I think she tweeted a long time ago and said Drake is a fucking deadbeat or something. Like, last year or whatever. Because the baby's still a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, they had their issues or whatever. But in no way.
Well, that was because before Drake knew that was his baby, he was in line with four other niggas, including A$AP Rocky,
mm-hmm.
who thought that. And then... Oh. All these niggas talking all that shit about that girl being ugly, she definitely is butterhead. But she's been getting head.
Oh, you niggas got...
She's been getting head.
She got fucked by somebody.
Her roster...
It's lit.
It's lit, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, she done fucked with Tiana Taylor, baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. A$AP Rocky. That was a while ago. He said,
But bitch, you part of her collection. But you're still part of her collection. Exactly, Kari. Go on.
Mm-hmm.
You still part of that collection. And when she was pregnant with Drake's now baby... He was like runner up in a line of niggas who was like, bitch, could be.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Could have been. But as far as the baby daddy argument.
But here's the thing. It's like, y'all gonna let him have a pass for being a deadbeat, but not Future. Like, Future is, first of all, he got kids all over the place. You're a deadbeat if you have kids all over the place.
Apparently, Joy, how you say her last name? Chavez?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Bow Wow.
Bow Wow's baby mama.
Check on Bow Wow, y'all.
Somebody please.
Check on Bow Wow.
He's probably standing on because the
list
right now.
No, he got a good...
It doesn't matter. When a nigga get two of your baby your fucking exes pregnant, just like back to back like that.
Yeah.
Like, no, because now, no. You know if these niggas was on
Facebook.
Well,
that's what he get for faking Atlanta. A real Atlanta nigga come and snatch your bitch.
Exactly. That's what... Okay, so y'all, check on Bow Wow because wherever he is, Bow Wow, Shad Moss, I'm your number one fan still.
He got him a nice, cute little girlfriend.
She is cute.
Yeah, and they look
so
like
cute, why he always depressed?
Because he fucking wants attention.
Because ass shaking.
He's Bow Wow. He's always been in the spotlight. That motherfucker needs attention.
Let's not do that.
Yeah.
He needs attention.
Let's not do that.
Since he was a baby, he's been famous.
When's the last time you seen an MC so clean? I do my thing. They don't even think I'm 16.
Right.
I got a couple of crits.
We don't. We think you 30, and we want some 30-year-old music.
I'm pulling Maserati.
We want 30-year-old antics.
Has he dropped anything?
Fresh as I miss. I think that was
Don't you do that to him. Because he did something else. Don't you do that.
That was the coldest diss track of all time. Fuck what Pusha T talking about. I heard Fresh as my...
Because Romeo's clapback was better.
Romeo's clapback was better. And it looked more thuggy.
Like, it was more thuggy. Even though both of you motherfuckers been famous since y'all was babies.
First of all, I'm not about to fucking argue with Calvin, Cambridge, and fucking ICDC. And we remember when Romeo had that cute-ass little show. The Romeo show.
Listen.
How do we get to
Bella? So niggas know, because Drake.
Yes. But.
But they want Drake to get flack.
Well, I need proof that Drake is a deadbeat dad and not that he just didn't want us in his business.
That he didn't want us in his business or that he was trying to handle the business. Because listen, if you're fucking with a girl who has multiple niggas that could be, you want to find that out. And I don't give no nigga shade for wanting to find out. It's like, yeah, you know for a fact you fucked her raw. But you also know that other people have.
And you also know you got that loaf. And you about to be cutting slices off that motherfucker.
Exactly. You have to handle your business and figure out what the fuck is going on. So he figured that out, and now it's out, and now he's talking about it on his album, and people like, well, them lines was weak about him confirming that he had a son. It's like, yeah, but I think all his lines are weak. So let him do what he do. Let him do what he do.
If that baby's middle name is My Bed and he really said, I only love my bed and my mama, I'm sorry. I'm going to walk up to Drake and slap him right in the mouth and then kiss him right in the mouth because he's fine as fuck.
No, I'm going to My Bed. And that'll be funny though, because he got your niggas.
Yeah, exactly. Like first,
including you, Pusha T.
Exactly. Why are you trying to drop some shit?
And my thing is who, which one of y'all? Raise your hand.
He's doing that shit again.
Go on with your pink thing.
He like Amber. Like Amber. Raise your hand if you ever seen any of Pusha T kids.
Does he have kids?
I don't know. Have you ever seen his
first son? First of all, I just found out that Gucci Mane had a grown ass son.
He does?
That's what I saw on Facebook.
They both got
and
kids.
Keisha got kids that can't come into the country or something.
Don't you do that, because she said they here, but stay out her business.
So Keisha not a deadbeat. But Drake is.
She said the kids been here the whole time.
But bitch, we all never seen them on vacation.
Because.
Her and the pictures. And why wasn't they in the way? I wasn't at none of that shit. I don't know where they was at.
Because. This is why.
Mm-mm. But see, I don't post my son that much anymore because you niggas is weird. Mm-hmm.
Niggas is weird.
Yep.
And maybe she's trying to keep her kids at a level of humble because shit could be here today and gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, I hope not.
But. I don't know.
If you flipping bags like that for your nigga, bitch, if it's here today, it's staying today.
It better. And I don't know.
Today will always be today.
I can't pretend to know people's business because, again, we didn't know that Jay-Z wasn't a deadbeat when Blue was first born. He could have just been rapping about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we do know about Future is that he has missed 31% of his visits.
Listen, because this is where the facts come into play.
We know that Drake, Future has missed 31% of the visits that this nigga asked for. Can't you just go be a fucking bum somewhere? How dare you take me to court and then not do the shit that you asked to do?
And then not do the shit. Sierra and Russell and Sienna and baby Future were living a happily ever after.
That baby named Sienna?
Sienna.
I thought that baby was a boy.
I did too. She's really pretty.
That baby look like Russell.
She do look like Russell. Like that's
a little boy.
Dog Future is starting to look like that's Russell's kid. I don't know.
We want answers. Because this is
why
they're
so close.
They got a vibe and his face is molding to
his
dad.
A good ass stepdad. That's like when you lonely and all you got is a dog and you start looking like your dog. Y'all ever notice that? Like people who've had a dog. Okay. It's true. There'll be like people.
I've heard you look like your nigga like after a while.
Ah, bitch, let me start looking like George. Like what? How?
Or like doing the same mannerisms.
No, there was this photographer that did like this photo shoot of people who have had their dog for like long time, and there was like hella similarities between them and their dogs. Like nigga, you
dog
look
face
like
ass
that
hoes.
Dog. Bitch, when your ugly dog face looking ass was 24.
Bitch, when you was 24, was you 30?
Yes. I felt like it because I was hot in the motherfucking ass since 17. I've been going to Necdo since 17. So by the time I was 24, not only did I have a full grown son, but I was also tired and worn the fuck out looking for a nigga to love me.
Listen, and she went off on her because she said her music was childish.
It is though.
Listen, y'all, it's no similarities between Drake and Future on the Baby Daddy Olympics, Deadbeat Olympics. Future taking home the gold every time because he got six of the motherfuckers.
No, that's what before we started praying for Bow Wow, I was saying that Future, Joy Chavis is pregnant by Future, but Future went back to his other baby mama from before Sierra. What's her name? Brittany? I think her name is Brittany.
Yeah, that's the one that kept popping up.
So Joy's like 5 months pregnant and he's like back with his other baby. Like, we need to talk. There's no way. I'm sorry.
Bubba, how do y'all keep getting pregnant by a nigga Bubba with 12 kids?
I won't. I won't. I will not.
I don't understand. I don't understand it.
And we know this nigga's fertile as fuck. Like, lady, why are we not using condoms? You're not getting my ice, so you
trying
can
to
stop.
Know too?
No, he want my ice and he's not getting it.
He want to understand. What's good? What the fuck?
All right. So it is time to unpack.
What? Unpack?
Yeah, I didn't have nothing else. Oh. Did you?
Nope.
Nope. So. This week's unpacking is about, bitch,
get away from
I'm about
me.
To go the fuck off, oh, okay?
Listen.
Nope.
Before
don't give them nothing.
Fine. Last week, when we unpacked, I was talking about selective morality. And go.
You motherfuckers. So, 2 weeks ago, or last week, whenever Exterminated has passed away.
Who?
You heard what I said. Extinct.
Who?
Extenuating circumstances.
Who?
Bitch, X to the Z! Who? Exhibit, because that nigga's dead to us, too. Okay, anywho. So, last week when Extinct passed away, or 2 weeks ago, you motherfuckers is writing me, telling me how I'm supposed to care. One of you niggas called me not a human, said I didn't have no fucking humanity. Oh, niggas can change. Life is precious. Yeah, hold that motherfucking thought. This week, Joe Jackson died. You bitches, y'all didn't give a fuck. Y'all started making memes before the crows even came and took this nigga's soul away. I'm talking about the fucking, when you've been fucking having fun in heaven for 9 years and here come your daddy shit. Y'all talking about all that shit about Joe Jackson. So what I'm trying to figure out is, where the fuck is your humanity?
Where's the humanity?
Hmm? I told Where's you, it's selective. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, 2 weeks ago, we couldn't talk about this nigga, his motherfucking allegations, his mm-hmm. little sick ass, all the shit that he didn't mm-hmm. been fucking accused of doing. Mm-hmm. But we could talk about Michael Jackson getting them ass whoopings.
But and here's the towels my thing. In the here's pool my thing. Shit. But to peel back a layer of that double standard, because you got them talking about X and his allegations, and then you bring it to Joe Jackson and him being a kid beater or whatever. But very rarely, sometimes, but very rarely do people try to bring up that shit with Michael Jackson, because we really don't know what happened with mm-hmm. with the kids and shit. He didn't get convicted or nothing. You know, they had whatever they had, but no, people don't, because that's like the ultimate, like, fucking morality. Like,
yeah.
Michael Jackson is the greatest.
Well.
So how dare we try to take him down ooh. Because of allegations? Nobody wants to mention those.
Fuck y'all.
But we'll you mention other ones.
I'm talking about sliding in my inbox, bitch. Y'all done blocked me. And deleted me. You said I didn't have no fucking soul. Somebody said my soul was black. And I was probably going to go to motherfucking hell. And guess who I was going to be down there with? Your fucking friend. Now, how about that? Joe Jackson died. You motherfuckers fucking shit and shit. Crip walking. Y'all so
fucking. Because he was old and he used all his chances. Extension cord had another chance.
Y'all get on my nerves.
He had a chance to get better. And I'm saying,
clearly, listen. No, he didn't.
Wow. I mean, he could have.
I just don't understand why sometimes we supposed to care about shit because y'all fave. Because when it's y'all fave, everybody got to give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, I don't. I don't give a fuck. I ain't going to never give a fuck. I do not give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about no Joe Jackson either. But my point is, how come don't nobody give a fuck that I don't give a fuck about Joe Jackson? Right. Why y'all not deleting me over Joe Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
What? This motherfucker.
Because it's cool. This week is cool to joke about Joe Jackson dying.
Right, dying is cool this week.
This week. Last week it was tragic because you had XXX. Then you had the 15-year-old boy that got beat. And shit was just looking real bleak for humanity.
That little 15-year-old boy died from the same shit that XXX was promoting. Gang violence.
He wasn't promoting gang violence.
Do you not listen to this nigga's songs?
I did.
Look at, bitch.
He don't talk about gang violence. Where?
Bitch, the fucking song where he's literally talking about, what was the fucking song? Well, give me a second. There was a song.
Because here's the thing, I know what you're talking about because I had the same perception of him until I listened. he was a little fuck turd. His first song was talking, I can't keep my dick in my pants, whatever the fuck he was saying. But his other shit, like, he tried to be deep.
And yeah, I saw his depressed. Little fake sad.
Deep depressed is what he was giving musically.
Fake depressed, suicide pushing shit.
But I do but have the tendency to put them together. I have the tendency to put violence in terms of that aspect. But
and
I
and violence when it comes to niggas running up on him together, and shit. He has songs about niggas like that. Running up on him and shit. He wasn't no fucking saint.
No, he was definitely a jailbird criminal. But I'm saying music-wise... That's why I think that you had people all in their feelings because that's their fave. Because he resonated with them on a different level. It wasn't like a, oh, you deserve, like with 6ix9ine. Some shit happened to him. It's like, well, you keep fucking with Chief Keef and shit. What the fuck you think gonna happen?
I mean.
But with the kids.
We're not supposed to have no humanity then.
This is what I'm saying. You got selective all over the place. But these kids is like, but he was getting me together and my suicide and my depression and my this and my that.
Okay,
so.
R. Kelly made my mama step in the name of love, but he was also touching little girls' fucking vaginas and pissing on them, so.
Listen, and then that's where I lose my humanity, because listen, I don't give a fuck about R. Kelly.
Let R. Kelly die tonight.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to be so happy to hear fireworks and shit.
I don't care. But that's why I made the point last week, is that we had to leave other people to fuck alone about what they care about, because... I don't care about R. Kelly. Somebody do.
Somebody do.
Somebody do.
I fucking don't.
I don't.
And so...
But I understand why, but then at the same time, I don't. Because, bitch, how many girls he got in fuck?
So, right after the little ex-dude had died, the game took it upon himself to write one of his infamous motherfucking poorly written, poorly spelled paragraphs where he just thinks he's, like, fucking reach out and touch somebody ass, nigga. So...
First of all, sit down, fun.
Get out.
Anyway, after X died, you know, the game went and made his little fucking paragraph, and then another rapper had died in a little bit of time, and he made another paragraph, and then 4 days later, after he didn't talk all that shit about niggas needing another chance, and young lives being taken, and the violence and all that shit, this nigga, somebody tried to break into this house, and the first thing this nigga talked about is how he not gonna call the police. Mm-hmm. He's just gonna shoot their ass if they come back. Damn, nigga, you not gonna try to motherfucking talk to them?
Give him a second chance. Uh huh. No.
Give me him.
No, they ain't gonna give. He ain't gonna give him no second chance. Right. So at that point, he's being attacked.
It's not senseless violence now. You know what I'm saying? Like, now niggas don't deserve second chances. Now niggas don't deserve to be rehabilitated. Because if they run up on your shit, or if they do some shit to make you mad, then they deserve to die.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just
selective
wondering.
Morality. Moral disengagement. That's what that is.
Niggas is annoying. Do y'all remember, and T.I. weaseled his light-skinned ass right the fuck up out of this motherfucking shit. But right before that ex-dude died, there was that video of T.I. like rubbing on that girl booty.
I was wondering what was going on with that, but it was too much
Right? Yeah. Well, the video was gone, but also, like, that dude died, like, the same day.
Right.
And so we was like, what? More important things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Juicier shit. But I don't know if y'all, you didn't see the original post, right? Mm-hmm. So on the original post on fucking Shade Room... Like, there was a plethora of, like, rappers underneath the video, like, that's not T.I. That is not my friend. That's Bitch, we know what Rashad look like.
Mm-hmm.
You got... Mm-hmm. Give me my necklace back. We know what the fuck Rashad look like.
Well, that's niggas don't...
It was, like, 15 of them. Even Snoop Dogg, like, you raggedy bitch. All that shit you talking about Kanye and him not having a black wife and she supposed to be this and she supposed to be that. As soon as you see your nigga cheating, that ain't him.
We're on his black wife.
On his black ass wife. But no, that's not him.
No. Niggas.
Go there for you not to fuck up.
But this is why I say you gotta let people give a fuck what they give a fuck about and then either have a conversation or just be done with it.
No, and see, that's why.
And choose.
You might as well just say what the fuck you gotta say. Don't come to me arguing, bitch, because one.
Unless you wanna have an honest conversation.
Yeah.
But if you don't and you just wanna tell me I'm going to hell, bitch, shut up.
Or if you wanna just change my mind about some shit that I care about, because what I always say, the same ones be the ones.
Mm-hmm.
The same ones that were telling me that I had a fucking soul as dark as my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all was posting the Michael Jackson memes.
Next week, they ain't gonna care about shit.
Exactly.
The week after that, they ain't gonna care about shit.
Fucking blackly.
Mm-hmm.
You won't fucking tell me what the fuck to care about.
We can have a conversation, but let the conversation be about humanity.
Stop trying to convince me about
shit. Not how you supposed to care about X,
for whatever reason. Because you don't have to. I don't have to care about R. Kelly. What I care about is fucking molestation.
I'm just trying to figure out where did these motherfuckers look up the definition of humanity and who decided that what the fuck you think I'm supposed to do is what being a human is. If I don't want to talk to none one of you motherfuckers for the rest of my life on this earth, I'm going to die a motherfucking human.
Well, just human the simple fact that they come out of nowhere when X dies and we want to have a conversation about humanity, and then the 15-year-old boy gets killed, and then, like, if some other shit happens or a fucking rat beef occurs or whatever, we support that shit. We okay with that. Like, when Drake and Pusha T, that was cute.
Yeah, because if it would have went to blows, though, it was so cute when Drake and Pusha T was going at each other. But if Drake would have said, "That's it, bitch, I've had it. I'm about to get the strap."
Right.
Then they're like, no.
And
like,
at the same time, 50 Cent is funny to everybody every week, as problematic as he is, as violent as his fucking
I hate
shittiest. Like, so as much shit as he stirs up. Hey,
hey, you know not a part of this.
Hey, listen, hey. Because we trying to talk over you and listen. Listen.
Every week, 50 Cent fucking with somebody. Niggas just, the same motherfuckers that be talking about how we not supposed to bully people. Y'all be cracking the fuck up when 50 Cent be bullying people.
When 50 Cent goes off on somebody who ain't bothered nobody.
I never find his little antics funny.
Never. Because you're old as fuck, acting like a nigga who never get new shoes in high school. You know what I'm saying? You know a motherfucker who don't got shit because they just fuck with people. And I feel like 50 Cent never got that bike that he was talking about. Like, you just fuck with people because you ain't, even now you got shit and you still fuck with people because you don't even feel comfortable with the shit you got because you're not happy with yourself.
Yeah, he just...
And then on top of that, you've been shot more times than you got hit records.
And then the thing
so you
is,
need to leave people to fuck alone.
Accountability don't apply to him because let anybody else be homophobic, transphobic, this, that, and the other. They're not going to have a show on Stars. Not a black man. Like, what the fuck? We allow 50 Cent to thrive and they want to get mad when somebody else do some dumb shit or say some dumb shit. Problematic shit. Homophobic shit.
Oh, because it's all about your faves. Like, whoever your fave is, we just...
With Fab. Remember Fab? Fab damn near raised me. Hot, what? But he also knocked her teeth out.
Niggas is dumb.
Niggas.
But also, Fab can just live his life now because I'm not about to be mad at no nigga that the bitch ain't mad at.
Right.
Emily, if you not mad at your nigga, y'all be talking about, what about Chris Brown? That nigga got back with Rihanna after that. If you not mad at your nigga, I'm not mad at your
and
nigga.
And Rihanna's
but
not talking
about it. But y'all
not
about to be doing that shit around me.
And another thing, y'all not about to use that story to get clicks. And fuck, Rihanna don't want to talk about it no more. Stop fucking talking about it. Stop calling Chris Brown a woman beater
and I'm also,
to get attention.
I'm almost positive that Rihanna won that fight. Like, I just feel like
She just breathes easy.
No, I really feel like, I feel like her reach is way beyond his. And I feel like before he, like, smacked her head up against the window, she was probably like, hell yeah, probably putting hexes on this nigga and shit. Speaking in different languages. Like, I'm about to put a root on this nigga. She's probably calling this nigga Pineapple Thief.
Is that you, Pineapple Thief?
Who was that bitch, Pineapple Thief?
You said you watched him again.
You said you were sure. No, we have to stop quoting that because we do that a lot. That shit is so fucking annoying. So from here on out, let's just everybody collectively agree that we're not gonna fucking tell people what the fuck they supposed to care about
or what they going to hell
shit.
About.
Exactly, especially when we have shit that we don't care about. Now my list of things that I don't care about. Did I ever start writing that list of people that I hate? I thought I did. Last week I said I was gonna start writing a list of people who I wouldn't give a fuck if they died.
You stupid.
Oh, I don't think I did. I think I just started shouting out names.
Listen, my thing is, I'm getting to a point where we got to pay attention to some of the little subtle dumb shit, like the endorsement of 50 Cent and shit, because that's what reinforces and encourages a lot of this dumb, inhumane bullshit. Now, if you do some dumb shit, you get what you get, but we shouldn't be encouraging the dumb shit. We shouldn't be fucking celebrating the dumb shit so some dumb shit can happen to them.
I know. Like, why do we be so fucking geeked up when people get into fights? Or when it's some beef?
World Star. But shit like that. And World Star, I don't even think it's black owned no more because that dude died. So y'all letting whoever the fuck. No, I think he had diabetes or something. Yeah, he was like sick. I think that's what happened. But
that was his karma. Running through them veins.
But listen, all that shit, we gotta stop that shit and stop encouraging it, stop supporting it. Fucking get these kids. It's bad kids in my complex, and I cuss them out every chance I get. Nobody's cussing y'all out.
Oh, them kids we saw when we was over
Yes.
there?
Get the fuck out the street. Period.
Kids with actually ankles always bad as fuck.
Always. And like those funny shaped heads. Them the bad ones.
Them the bad ones.
Who was it that told me? I think my sister's friend told me somebody said that they could tell her son was bad by his eyebrows. I looked at him. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was bushy as fuck. I was looking at him. I'm like, I mean.
First of all, my thigh is sweaty as fuck.
He do look kind of bad. He do. Oh, you forgot to talk about that Monique and Lee Daniels situation.
Oh, Monique just told Lee Daniels to shut the fuck up. Because if you ain't going to say shit to Dame Dash, don't say shit about
he
me.
He wasn't going to say shit to Dame Dash.
She didn't say it like that, but that's how I took it.
He was going to say, do you want your money in ones or 20s?
Right. You want Dame Dash $2 million. Talking shit about Monique and what she should have did and what she didn't and blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up.
I don't even care for Monique, but shut up.
Shut up. Stop talking. Stop commenting on her shit if you're not going to admit that you was wrong about how you treated her. Don't comment on her shit. And give Dame Dash his money before he beat your ass.
I would like to see that. See, nope, this is exactly what we just talked about. That non-humane.
See? But listen.
I like to see that.
And I also said, if you do some dumb shit and some dumb shit happen, don't expect it.
Mm-hmm. He said, bitch, I want my chips with dip. That's what Dame Dash said. And then Lee Daniels said, French onion or salsa.
Listen, you did Monique wrong. Deal with it. You, Tyler Perry, and Oprah.
Don't bring Oprah into this.
Listen.
I just don't want her to be a part of it.
Listen.
Fave alert.
Listen.
Fave alert.
Oprah's been up there a long time. There's a chance she's Caucasian by now. So I'm saying. I said what I said.
Okay. Thank you guys for joining us today. That is all we have for Homegirl Harmonies. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Homegirl Harmonies, Facebook Homegirl Harmonies and Homegirl Therapy. Follow me on Instagram at Mary J. Nige, 50 Shades of Say. You keep changing yours.
It's Amber, AMBRR underscore underscore.
You do be changing.
To, like, I stop do. Her I XAP, do. Whatever you her
ass. Because it look like herpes, so I just want to change it. Oh my, that doesn't look right. So.
And we don't use our Twitter that often, but what's your Twitter name?
Girl, I forgot.
Homegirl Harmony.
Podcast Co. Follow me.
Yeah. And everything for me is Mary J. Nige. Everything all the way through. If you see something that says Mary J. Nige, it is me. And follow it. And don't be fucking writing me talking about my motherfucking soul or I'm going to cuss you out online. And we're out.
Cardi.
Cardi and a rock.
Everything for me is Mary J. Nige. Oh, Harmony.